wearing their road dark blues with the yellow numbers and the light blue numbers or letters across the front. Perry Olson, Reed Floggin, and Chad Bjornson are our three officials tonight. It'll be Saba against Birch for the tip. Mount Marty right to left. The Jimmies left to right. Jimmies in their home grays. Perry Olson walks to the center circle. 20 minutes on the clock. Ball's in the air. The opening tap is won by Brady Birch. And Dobson will walk it into the front court for the Jimmies. Left side it goes to Talley. Talley around a Birch screen to the elbow. Back to Birch, low on the left. Backing in on Saba. Turns to the baseline. Put it up a little too strong. And off the back rim it ricochets out. And the rebound pulled away by Colby Johnson. And now it's Chris King with it for Mount Marty into the front court. Hands it off to Johnson on the wing. Across the top to the left side. With it is Warren. Warren stopped at the wing. Kicks it out to the left side. Looking to drive was Savory, nowhere to go, and then a running bank shot off the window by Ryan Warren.
A lot of dribble drive attack there.
So Mount Marty takes a 2-0 lead on their opening offensive possession into the corner for Jack Frazier. He'll try the three. He'll hit the three as Frazier rattles one home for the right corner. That is what the Jimmies need from Jack Frazier, to play good defense and hit the open threes when they're there. Savory with a three from the left corner, and he knocks it down. So a little bit of offense here in the first four possessions. Mount Marty leads 5-3. Out to Talley. A little shoulder shake, trying to get by Johnson. Now he'll pull it back out. Almost ran into Frazier. Talley turns the corner off the screen, puts it off the glass and in, and we're tied at 5.
Really physical attack there by Jack.
Yeah, he's so good at getting that ball up despite contact and despite the power moves. He just finds a way to get that touch off the window. Mount Marty has it. Game tied at 5. 18:20 to go here in the first half. On the flare now is Savory. He'll try the three. It rattles out. And the rebound pulled away by Isaiah Dobson, wearing the hot pink shoes tonight. Dobson will go to Frazier. Left side it goes to Alfred, his first offensive touch. Dobson wants a screen for Birch. Looking for Birch on the roll. Wasn't there. Back to Frazier, top of the key. Frazier puts it on the deck. Down to the left block. Floater up. Missed it short. Gets his own rebound. Then had it stripped out of there by Johnson. And Mount Marty's got it back. We're tied at 5. Right sideline for King. King hands it back to Warren. He'll rise up. 18-footer from the top of the key is good. Looked like the Jimmies were going to give him that shot to shut off the drive, but Warren knocks it down to make it a 7-5 Mount Marty lead. Alfred, little shoulder shake, down to the elbow, pulls up, 15-footer off the back rim. Talley taps the rebound out to Birch, and the Jimmies left 20 on the shot clock. Dobson out between the circles. Birch there for a screen. Three ball off the back rim. Long rebound to Birch. He'll dribble down to the left block. Spins into the middle. Right-handed hook won't go. And off the back rim, it's out. And Saba Gottishvili has the rebound for Mount Marty. Up the right sideline is Chris King. King will back it out. 17 minutes to go here in the first half. King skips it across the floor. Open three from Warren is off the front rim. And Birch knocks the rebound down to himself. Gets it now to Jack Talley.
Yeah, I agree with you. They're backing off of him, giving the outside perimeter shot to Warren?
Yep.
There we go.
Thompson with it on the left wing, around his screen, into the paint, pulls back, free throw line jumper is good as it rolls in off the front iron. 7-7. We are tied here in Jamestown, and down the lane goes King, and he dips back with a right hand and scores that one.
That was a tough move.
He was going left, came back with a right hand, and was able to put that one in off the back iron. 9-7, there goes Talley to the baseline, and he'll lay it in. That is a Jack Talley specialty right there, that baseline drive. He's so good at controlling his body to get back to the rim. 9-9. Johnson with it to Savory on the flare. Now they go right side, Warren. Alfred again playing off, kick to the corner. Savory didn't take the shot, now dribbles across the lane, and nobody picked him up, and that'll be a layup for Savory. And it's 11-9, Mount Marty. Alfred trying to answer, three off the back iron, no good. Another offensive rebound for Brady Birch as he runs that one down. Alfred with it on the left wing. Around a Birch screen to the free throw line. Kicks to Frazier. Open three right of the circle. Yes! Jack Frazier with his second.
That's what the Jimmies need. They need Jack out there knocking down open shots.
With it for Mount Marty is King. Jimmy's up 12-11. Skip pass to the baseline to Johnson on the left side. He goes to the reverse layup and squeezes that one past Frazier. 13-12. The lead changes hands again. Mount Marty in front. Dobson to the wing. He'll try the three. That one off the front rim. And the rebound pulled away by Johnson. We're going to see a lot of those tonight, Jacoby. Those quick threes down the floor.
Yeah, I think when you're playing a team that's as fast-paced as Mount Marty is, I think you want attack off of reversals just to make them play a little bit of defense.
King misses the shot. Savory the rebound and the putback.
You got to get those box outs. You can't give them second-chance opportunities.
Yeah, Brady Birch, not a guy that's going to give up many of those,
no. But
he did give one up right there. Mason Walters coming in for the Jimmies. Birch already with four rebounds. Keegan Savory will try to convert the old-fashioned three-point play to put the Lancers up by two possessions, and he does. Savory has eight right now to lead Mount Marty. Frazier leads the Jimmies with six. Walters into the game for the first time. Alfred, around a screen from Walters, dribbles down to the right block, and he puts it in, but they're going to wave it off, a foul first.
Alfred's really tough with his dribble. Doesn't get knocked off his path easily.
Yeah, it's like he's so much strength on that on that dribble drive. And Jimmy's will inbound. They'll go to Tatley on the low block right side. He's got Johnson on him now. Backs into a double team. Drops it over the rim. No good. Rebound picked up by Walters up top to Tatley. Offensive board for the Jimmies. That is their fifth offensive rebound already. And now we have a foul as they were trying to get it into Walters in the post.
Mason's making a really conceited effort to getting position on the block there.
They called that one on Saba. Inbound goes to Walters low on the left. Backing in on Saba. Now works to the left side. Had his shot blocked. And then that one's tipped out of bounds off Mount Marty. Oh, they're going to give it to the Lancers. I thought that was hit straight down out of bounds by Johnson.
I agree with you.
So Mount Marty has the ball with a four-point lead. Neither team really able to get into much flow offensively here in the early going. We've seen some points, but it doesn't seem like there's a lot of flow to this game right now. King hangs in the air from the left elbow and knocks down a 15-footer. 18-12, the Lancers lead by six.
Now, neither team has been able to get any kind of actions going where they're scoring consistently out of them. A lot of one-on-one.
Dobson swings it over left side for Frazier. Frazier back out to Tally. Tally attacking the angle. They have a little isolation there. Turns around. Eight-footer off the back rim. Another offensive rebound. This time it's Frazier. And Walters posting up inside, and they're going to get Mason with a foul here.
I think he's calling him a little bit more for a hook than anything else, but I think that was a pretty soft call with how physical their post is being with him down in the post.
Yeah, I think Saba may have worked into that one a little bit. He was certainly embellishing the contact that was there. Lancers lead 18-12. Right side, Warren dribbles underneath the basket, throws a pass back into the lane. Dobson dives after it, and now we're going to have a jump ball. Dobson should have had the clean steal, but couldn't reel it in. The alternate possession is going to favor Mount Marty.
Great rotation on that penetration, sinking down in front of their post, eye cutting up the lane.
Jordan Johnson coming in for Mount Marty. 13-21 to play here in the first half. Mount Marty 18, Jamestown 12. Warren will inbound to the baseline left. Into Colby Johnson in the short corner. Fakes the handoff. Now faces up on Alfred. Tries to dribble baseline. Terrell cuts him off there. Now starts to back his way in. Kicks it out to Warren. Has Birch on him. Kicks to the corner left side for Johnson. Johnson brings it back out. Warren deep three to beat the horn is good. And Danny Neville wants a timeout as Warren knocks down a 25-footer. It's 21-12 in favor of Mount Marty. 13 minutes to go here in the first half. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Jimmy Basketball.
Paying your energy bill the old-fashioned way takes a lot of steps, including all those steps to the mailbox. ePay from Otter Tail Power Company is an easier way to manage your account anytime, anywhere, even from your mobile phone. It's free. It's easy. Take the first step. Enroll at otpco.com/ePay. Otter Tail Power Company. On for you.
What would life be like without telephones, internet, and digital cable? Let's not even go there. Dakota Central is proud to be the local company that provides you with these high-tech communication options. Whether it's the crystal clear telephone connection, the digital cable that produces over 150 channels, HD and DVR, or reliable high-speed internet, Dakota Central provides it all, serving Jamestown and Carrington and beyond. Call 952-1000, 652-3184, or see them on the web at dakotacentral.com.
Well, Marty putting a little pressure on the Jimmies here out of the timeout. 12:56 remaining here in the first half. It's 21-12 Mount Marty right now with the lead. Tally with it on the left wing. To Birch of the high post. Lob in to Mason on the high low. And Walter spins it off the glass and in.
Really nice high low. I like their mismatch right now inside. But defensively, they're going to have to figure out a way to keep these guys off the three-point line.
And now we got to reach in on Dobson. And Danny Neville's asking Reed Flogging why there was no foul on Walters, and then he calls the hand check out on the perimeter. Well, Marty will inbound on the base on the sideline right. They'll toss it in to Warren. Warren goes to King on the right wing, guarded by Dobson. He'll pull up on the three, misses off the back iron. Rebound pulled away by Alfred. Jimmy's down a touchdown, 21-14. Alfred around a high screen, nowhere to go. Back around the left side for Tally. Tally back to Alfred. Dobson popping off to the right wing. As it now goes to the top of the key for Walters. They were looking for that high-low the opposite way this time. Birch at the high post. They're literally sinking in now on Walters. Dobson splashes in a deep three from the right wing.
If Dobson gets hot, this will be a high-scoring game. It probably already is.
21-17. Yeah, we've seen some points here nearly going, and like I said, there hasn't been much flow. Saba's going to try a three. That skims off the front rim, and there's Brady Birch out in front. He slips past the first guy. That was going down. It was blocked by Saba. That looked like it was goaltending. No whistle. Warren with a shot fake. Dribbles down to the right baseline for Mount Marty. Kicks to the opposite corner for Saba. His three is off the back iron, and a rebound for Terrell Alfred. Jimmy's with it now. Alfred around a screen. Got knocked down. Dobson tries to punch the ball to Tally. Flips it up to him. Tally dribbles down the baseline and a foul out on the perimeter against Mount Marty. And that was a wild sequence for both teams. I don't know. What'd you think? Goaltending on that one?
Yeah, I thought it was still in his hand when he got
it. Okay. I thought it was...
He was above the rim, but it was still in his hand, I thought. Really athletic play.
Yeah, Saba made a great play if it was clean, but looked like it was. And now we got a foul off the ball.
Holding him on the flex cut off that out of bounds play.
Jordan Johnson is going to be the guilty party, his first, team's fourth. Alfred will toss it in above the high post to Birch. Right side for Dobson. Alfred coming off the screen left side. Gets a screen from Birch. Now to Tally on the right wing. 10 to shoot. Now Mom Marty's extending. Dobson, left side, around a Birch screen. Pulls up, 18-footer from the angle off the front rim. Birch the rebound, throws it back, missed it. Rebound tip to the baseline is saved by Jonah Larson as he was going out of bounds. And Mom Marty has it back. Jalen Billings with a three in front of the Jimmy bench. Knocks it down. 24-17. Tally to the free throw line. Pulls it back out to Alfred. Now it's Walters on the right side. He's going to lob in for Birch. Catches with a defender going by and lays it in.
Nice look by Mason throwing in to Brady. Way to finish for him. Got to run wide and transition against this team. They're going to look to shoot that first wide open three that they get.
Pass knocked down and into the Jimmy bench. Last touch they right away, they say, by Mount Marty. And they're going to turn it around. Perry Olson comes in and says that's Lancer basketball. So the Lancers will inbound front court sideline right. 24-19 they lead. 10-19 to play here in the first half. Out of the right wing, Chris King. Hop step in the lane. Goes up and under. Left it short. And now a foul on King. As Birch grabbed yet another rebound. And King came through and slapped it out of his hands. That'll be the first on King.
One thing King's doing really well for Mount Marty is attacking with his left hand into the lane. They've gotten a few open threes out of it, and he's gotten to the basket a few times.
Jimmy's with the ball. We've hit the midpoint of the first half. Down five. Dobson with it on the right wing. Looking for Walters coming across. Now Talley off a double to the top of the key. Swings it to Alford. Inside for Birch. Birch across the lane. There's Walters. Missed from point blank. Mason gets it back. Misses again. Gets another rebound. Finally scores and the foul.
That looks familiar.
I've seen that a time or ten. And I just spilled water all over myself. I apparently put my cup in a cup that already had water in it. I thought it was empty. So then I started drinking. The bottom one started spilling all over me. Walter's foul shot is good.
You know, with Mason and Brady in, no rebounds are safe. Those two guys are never going to give up an offense, give up on offensive rebounds.
So a foul here is Jordan Johnson was dribbling through the lane. That's going to go against Talley, his first. And Mount Marty will inbound to the baseline right side. They were looking for the lob, but it was not there. They toss it to the corner for Billings, out to the wing. Savory's going to try a three. That bangs off the deep side of the backboard. No good. Jimmy's can tie or take the lead. Down 24-22. Walters up top. Now it's Dobson near the half line. 20 on the shot clock. Dobson over the left side for Alford. Alford goes to Birch at the high post. They're going to let Birch shoot it if he wants. Starts to back his way in. Goes to the right hook off the back rim. And a rebound pulled away by Larson. Mount Marty's got it back. Johnson in transition. Long two off the back iron. Swirls out. And Walters pulls away another rebound. And we'll check the rebounding numbers. But it seems like Jamestown's dominating the glass right now. And they are 17-8. Rebounds in favor of Jamestown. Jimmies have 9 offensive rebounds, more than Mount Marty has total rebounds. And Dobson is going to be fouled before the shot. So they will inbound underneath their own basket here. That goes on Jalen Billings. Oh, it is going to be, oh, it's a 1-1, 17 foul. So 1-1 here for Dobson.
That's a big foul for the Jimmies with how fast-paced this is turning out to be. Getting to the free throw line right now is a good thing for them.
Still 8:45 left in the half. Dobson's front end of a bonus is no good.
Got to convert him, though.
So Mount Marty has the ball back, up by 2. Left side, Warren tosses it out to the wing to Johnson. Now back into the middle, and Johnson tried to throw it to the corner. Nobody was there, and it goes out of bounds back to the Jimmies. 8.5 minutes remaining here in the first half. Walters, Dobson, Talley, Alford, and Birch on the floor right now for the Jimmies. Inbound goes to Talley. Johnson flies by. Savory tries to meet him at the half line, but Talley brings it up. Now Dobson directing traffic out between the circles. 19 on the shot clock. Dobson around a Walters screen. Fakes the handoff. Finds himself open. 19-footer in and out. Walters the offensive rebound, and Mason sticks it home.
This looks like it's pretty familiar from when they played the Lancers the last time.
24-24. We've hit the 8-minute mark of the first half. Johnson will bring it up the right side. Back over to Warren now in the left wing. Warren around a high screen. Thought about the three. Hesitates. Dribbles down the right side. Throws it into the hands of Isaiah Dobson. A great anticipatory play by Dobson. Dobson trailing the play. Top of the key. Had an open look at three. Didn't take it. Now to Walters low on the left. Mason fakes a pass. Now starts to back his way in. And good night. 2 points for Walters as he lulled Savory to sleep and puts it in. 26-24. Jimmy's on a 9-0 run. Right corner, Savory with it. He'll bring it up to the wing. Up top for Billings, trying to shake Alfred. Kicks to the corner. Savory dribbles baseline underneath. Drops it inside for Wilson. Wilson falling away. Goes to the hook. No good. Savory the offensive rebound. He's going to get that one to go in as it caught the front rim and bounced home. 26-26. 7 minutes to play here in the first half. Walters top of the key. Hands to Alfred. Alfred crossover. Three ball. Bang! Terrell from deep. Jimmy's up 29-26 on a 12-2 run. There's a jumper from Johnson, swirls out. Walters the rebound. We got a foul against Dobson. I don't know. Did you see that one, Jacoby? I didn't.
I didn't see it. I was watching it come down back down the floor.
So it'll be the second on Dobson, and he'll sit the rest of the half, likely. That's usually the way it rolls. For Danny Neville.
Well, with the way Frazier's been shooting, and hopefully they can keep that going, and Terrell's maybe
Johnson
hot
from
now.
The wing. His three is air ball. Then Wilson taps the ball out of bounds. It's going back to the Jimmies. You want to finish your point?
Well, Alfred, once he sees one go through the net, I've seen him do it a number of times where now two, three, four might go through.
29-26, Jimmies. Talley coughs it up at the half line. Picked up by Colby Johnson. Mount Marty's got it back. Second turnover for the Jimmies. Johnson down to the block. Throws it back out to the top of the key to Johnson. This time it's Jordan Johnson, and he gets fouled hard by Birch.
Hey, one of the biggest things we're going to have to see from Jamestown in this game is handling dribble penetration by themselves without having to rotate. If they rotate, they're going to be giving good shooters wide open looks.
And they actually called it on Talley, so it's his second. And Devin Praska getting set to check in for the Orange and Black. There'll be two free throws for Jordan Johnson. First free throw is good. And that's the first point of the night for Jordan Johnson, who is second on the team in scoring right now. Just over 13 points a game. Clock stopped at 6:19 of the first half. Second free throw rattles out, and Birch has his seventh rebound already. Birch has seven, Walters has six. 29-27, Jimmy's by two. Approaching the six-minute mark. Praska finds Birch, gives it back to Praska on the handoff, down the right side of the alley, takes some contact, misses the shot, Walters the rebound, and it's going to be a foul called on Savory. And he doesn't necessarily agree. He got his arm tied up with Mason Walters.
And Jamestown's just punishing him on the glass right now.
21-11. That is their 11th offensive rebound here in the first half. Walters' front end of a 1-1 is good. You know, I've long thought this, and I would never know even where to start to try to figure out the stat, but I would like to know the front end of a 1-1 the Jimmies have shot in my 9 years calling games, because it seems like they have missed the front end of these more often than not.
That's a coach's nightmare.
31-27. Jamestown leads by four. Johnson kicks it out to Savory on the wing. Savory looking for a handoff. Goes to Colby Johnson. Walters closed on him, so he couldn't get the shot off. Now he'll back it out. Picked up by Jack Frazier. Round his screen. Birch hedges the screen. Back to the right side for Jordan Johnson. Picked up by Praska. Down the middle lane. Kicks to the corner. Warren attacks the baseline. Kicks to Savory. Shot fake. Dribbles into the lane. Two to shoot. Throws it up. Missed it. And Brady Birch tipped the rebound out to Jack Frazier. Here come the Jimmies up four. Frazier ahead to Birch. Inside for Walters. And it's kicked by Mount Marty. It'll stay here with the Jimmies.
Brady's just got a nose for the ball. He always gets a hand on it or two. It seems like it always goes into a Jimmy's hands after that.
I told Danny Neville about this after one of the games. I said, years from now when he and I are sitting here post-game, we're going to be talking about guys having Brady Birch-type performances.
Absolutely.
Guys that just make play after play that is just smarter than everybody else.
You have to have players on your team like that. Those great teams always have role players that do their job to the best of their ability every single time down the floor. And
Walters going to try the three. It's just long off the back rim. And a rebound picked up on the other side by Jordan Johnson. Here come the Lancers. Johnson going over Birch and lays it in. Jimmies were looking for a charge. I don't think there was enough contact there to warrant the charge.
Right idea.
31-29.
Almost gave us another opportunity to talk about a Brady Birch moment.
And for Alfred
there
with,
he is
a,
again.
With a missed shot, and Birch tips the rebound to Praska. Jimmy's will keep it. Down the lane, Frazier, right-hand layup. No, and the rebound picked up by Savory and throws it out to the sideline for Chris King. 31-29. King hesitates, dribbles baseline, throws it out to the corner for Warren. He'll shot fake on the three. Now work it to the wing. Couple of crossover dribbles, nowhere to go with it. Out to the top, Jordan Johnson, a three is good, and Mount Marty jumps in front. Had to shoot that one over the 6'8 frame of Mason Walters, but he gets it to go. 32-31, Mount Marty leads by one, 4:20 to go in the first half.
The dental specialists of Jamestown understand the dedication and hard work you place in each other as a team. Through dedication, time, and teamwork, all things are made possible. At Dental Specialists of Jamestown, Dr. Alley and the knowledgeable staff work together as your orthodontic team. The dental specialist team works together to make your smile shine brighter, stronger, and help align your teeth to give you that smile that you deserve. Let the dental specialist of Jamestown be your orthodontic team. Call 252-1212 or go online at jamestownbraces.com.
This is University of Jamestown guard Jack Frazier, and you're listening to Jimmy Basketball.
Mount Marty has taken the lead at 32-31 with 4:19 remaining till the half. Steve Linsmeyer, Jacoby Lloyd with you from inside Harold Newman Arena on the campus of the University of Jamestown. Jimmy's with the ball back, down one after the Todd Lawrenson timeout. Alfred goes to the high post for Birch. Birch swings it left for Praska. Jimmy's without Talley and Dobson, both on the bench now with two fouls. Walters, low on the left, starts to back in. Finds Birch on the baseline, floater good.
Mount Marty's completely helping off of Brady, so if he can find those little openings and his teammates can find him, they can score down at the block at will.
Jordan Johnson crosses over into the lane, shot fake, gets Alfred to go by, but then Mason Walters alters the shot and picks up the loose ball. That should be rebound number 8. It's number 7 for Walters, I guess. Here comes Praska all the way. That one's deflected. Should have been out of bounds. It hit the backboard. Comes back into play, and Mount Marty gets it back. Warren dribbles out, drive, right-handed scoop shot. No, but he's fouled by Jack Frazier. That ball was deflected twice. Looked like it was on its way out. And Jimmy's would get the ball underneath their own hoop, but it hit the backboard and came back into play. Warren will shoot twice. First one is no good.
Warren's so quick in transition. It's one of those things where a coach says stop the ball, but how do you stop a guy that comes down with a head full of steam that fast?
Yeah, he's got some wheels. Second free throw coming is also no good, so Warren misses both. The Jimmies will hold the lead at 33-32. 3:20 to go until halftime. Frazier fakes the handoff to Praska, works into the lane, kicks it out to Walters. Now it's Alfred, wants a Walters screen, works around it, goes to Mason, low on the right. He's going to be doubled there. Throws it out top to Praska, swings it to Frazier. Frazier goes to Birch, back around right side, Praska dribbles baseline, back in the middle, finds Birch, layup up and in. And Birch scores again, this time off the feed from Devin Praska.
I think that's what they're going to need from Brady Birch in this game, is cutting to those open spaces with how many people are helping off of him. Every player that's guarded him has came right off of him.
Open three from the corner is no good by Jonah Larson. Alfred the rebound. Up the floor it goes to Frazier. Now Praska on the wing. Alfred comes to get it between the circles. Left side for Birch. Birch goes to Frazier up top. Jack, open three. Got it. His third of the half. Jack Frazier. We have not seen much of that Jack Frazier this year, the guy that's going to knock down the open threes. He hit three of them, of course, in the conference championship game against Morningside last year. There's a miss on the layup by King. Jimmy's up by six to get the ball back. We saw it a lot last year where he'd come in and just hit the open threes, but we haven't seen that much this year. They go to Walters on the baseline, and it's a little too high and away from him. He looked like he was waiting for the next pass. But Praska threw it away, and it'll be Mount Marty basketball.
That's hard for a post. He never got real position down on the block and then tossing the ball into him. He had a mismatch. He had a player that he could have taken advantage of, but he never got solid position.
Halftime score, Briarcliff leads Dakota Wesleyan 39-38. Of course, the Chargers coming off a pair of great wins. They beat Mount Marty. They beat Morningside. And Pratt with the block for the Jimmies. Logan Pratt off the bench picks up a block, and now Frazier dives after the ball, calls timeout, and the Jimmies will be granted the timeout with 1:48 remaining here in the first half. And the Jimmies leading 38-32 will take a timeout. Back to Newman Arena in 30 seconds.
The harder kids play, the harder they fall. On the field, the court, or the playground, injuries and broken bones happen. Essentia Health's orthopedics and sports medicine team offers easy access to experts who provide compassionate care to get your kids back in the game as safely and quickly as possible. Essentia Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, caring for you like nowhere else. For more information, visit EssentiaHealth.org.
This is University of Jamestown guard Isaiah Dobson, and you're listening to Jimmy Basketball.
Yeah. 38-32, Jamestown leading Mount Marty with 1:40 left till the half. Mark Chose, Logan Pratt in the ballgame for the first time tonight. Frazier finds Pratt on the baseline, underneath the basket, missed it short, gets his own rebound, shot fake, and he's fouled. And it'll be two free throws now for Logan Pratt, who almost put that one away for an and one. Jimmy's now with 13 offensive rebounds. Mount Marty's only got 14 rebounds in the half.
Yeah, that huge advantage for him, but three-point line can equalize that stuff pretty quick.
Pratt's first foul shot is no good, just off the back rim. Logan Pratt, a redshirt sophomore from Detroit Lakes, Minnesota.
Came in right away and played, made a nice defensive stop down at that end and came down here, a really good hustle play.
Brady Birch set to check back in. 91 seconds left in the half. Pratt's free throw, no good, and the rebound picked up by Colby Johnson. And Mount Marty will have it. Jordan Johnson takes it across the timeline. Johnson around a high screen. He's got Walters on him right now. Back to the right, down the alley right side. Trying to get Walters in the air. Dumps it across the lane. Wilson shot no good. And Pratt trying to rip it out of there, but now we got a jump ball. And the alternate possession favors Jamestown with 1:12 to go in the half.
Mason did a really nice job of using his length there on a quicker ball handler in Johnson. Using his hands, staying straight up, and making a tough play down there. And then Pratt, really physical, staying with his play, getting that off, or that defensive rebound.
You know, the one thing that I've always... Oh, there's a ball inbounded, tipped out of bounds by Johnson. You know, when you're a college basketball player, a lot of these guys are, you know, coming off the bench for the first time, maybe not getting the minutes that they've had their whole lives. And Danny does such a good job of getting these guys to play hard coming in off the bench.
Absolutely.
And that's such a underrated skill in college basketball, because a lot of these guys, like I said, they're not used to sitting. They're not used to watching 20 minutes of basketball and getting 2 minutes of playing time.
Yeah, it's hard for kids. They're hard for...
Alfred kicks to the corner. Chose knocks down a three. And the Jimmies lead by nine. 41-32. Jordan Johnson with it on the left side, crosses Walters into the lane, creates some contact, misses the shot badly off the right side of the glass, and Alfred quickly to Chose. Here come the Jimmies. Chose hits Alfred trailing, back into the corner. Chose, shot fake, dribbles in, hop step in the lane, had it stripped, looked like there was a reach in, no whistle. Here comes Colby Johnson with it for Mount Marty. He'll cross the timeline and stop as he realizes the shot clock is off, and the Lancers can hold for the final shot down 41-32. Johnson dribbling some time off. Goes right side, down the alley. Skip pass out to Jordan Johnson. He walks into a long three. It's off the back rim, no good. And a loose ball foul going to be called against the Jimmies. Jack Frazier, I believe. And that's going to lead to free throws now for Trent Wilson. It'll be a 1-1 for Wilson. With 2.1 seconds left in this first half. Jimmy's up 41-32. Wilson's free throw is going to rattle out. Rebound gets to Chose. Chose half quarter at the horn, and he almost banked it in. He almost hit the half quarter to send us to halftime up 12. But instead, the Jimmies will go to the break leading 41-32. 30-32. And Jacoby, any thoughts on this first half?
Well, the Jimmies just need to stick with the rebounding that they've been doing. They're punishing them inside. Finding some advantages, they're really helping off of Brady out on the perimeter. So I think if he quick reverses it, sets some ball screens, and they can play out of that, that's a really good advantage for the Jimmies. And then stopping dribble penetration, because then the primary defenders can stay out on those shooters and they don't have to help in.
Mason Walters, 11 points and 10 rebounds at halftime. He's got a double-double in the first half.
Used to seeing that. That's fun to watch.
Well, Jamestown goes into the break up by 9. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back in a few moments with the first half numbers here at Newman Arena. Jamestown 41, Mount Marty 32. You're listening to Jimmy Basketball on ESPN Jamestown and KYNT in Yankton.
The biggest adventures start with the biggest dreams, and you can make them come true with the 2019 Honda Pioneer 1000. It's a sports A999cc engine, a 6-speed automatic dual-clutch transmission, and an impressive 2,000-pound towing capacity, which means you can do it all, hunting, fishing, trail riding, and more. Just head to Gun and Reel Sports on 1st Street West Jamestown and check out the Honda Pioneer 1000 today. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet and eye protection. Always wear your seatbelt and keep the side nets and doors closed. Pioneers are for drivers 60.
Mount Marty will start the half with the ball. Jamestown 41 and Mount Marty 32. And King will toss it into the backcourt, and Ryan Warren has the opening possession for Mount Marty. Savory, Saba, and Colby Johnson also out there for the Lancers. Johnson comes to get it on the left wing. And dribbles now, trying to turn the corner, gets Birch in the air, throws it back out top. Savory's going to try a three. It's off the backside of the iron, and a rebound for Terrell Alfred. Jamestown with their opening possession. Up the sideline it comes to Frazier. Now Dobson out between the circles. Dobson guarded by King. Looks to give it up now to Frazier on the left side. They're dropping off of Frazier. He did hit three threes in the first half. Dobson comes to get it on the right wing. And now we got a foul. I think it's going to be off the ball. An illegal screen against the Jimmies. It's going to go on Terrell Alfred. Both Bjornson and Perry had that one. So it must have been a pretty egregious foul.
I didn't see it either.
I didn't either. 41-32, Jimmy's up by 9. Opening minute here, the second half. Warren will take it up to the right wing. A little hesitation, dribbles down to the right baseline. Finds Johnson coming to get it on the right wing. Guarded by Jack Frazier. Left side with it is King, guarded by Dobson. Gets by him, pulls up, left elbow jumper off the back rim. Long rebound run down to the corner by Savory. Offensive board for Mount Marty. They'll get 20 on the shot clock. King in the air and comes back to the right and finishes. Tough finish from Chris King.
Yeah, I think I figured out why they're funneling him to his left hand. When he goes to his right, he can finish like anybody else.
Well, and that's the second time he's done that. Talley gets down to the low block and pops that one in off the left side of the backboard. And the lead right back to 9, 43-34. Jimmy's up front. King dribbles underneath, throws a long pass into the corner. Saved by Warren. Nobody there to get it for Jamestown. Johnson's got it. Johnson left side of the alley, hands to Savory, coming across the lane, down to the right block. He's cut off by Birch. Back out to Warren. Warren trying to get away from Alfred. Backdoor pass, and Jack Talley read it. He stole it. Here come the Jimmies. Jimmies up by 9. Talley to the foul line. Stop there. Gives to Birch. Birch forgot the basketball, but rips it out of there. Gets it to Frazier. Open three, Jack Talley off the heel. And a rebound for Saba. Well, Marty has it down 9, 43-34. 2 minutes gone, first half. King to Saba on the flare. Catch and shoot, right wing three is in and out. And a rebound for Dobson. Dobson gets it to Talley. Talley down to the low block, spins into the lane, goes back to the right hand and finishes with a floater.
Talley's so tough around the basket. So physical. No pressure really gets to him. It's very impressive to watch.
The lead now is 11. For Jamestown, 2.5 minutes gone. Warren a shot fake, now dribbles by Alfred, cut off by Birch, throws it out to the wing. Saba's going to try a three, and it's good. First basket of the night for Saba Gadashvili. And it's 45-37. Jimmy's up by 8. Approaching the 17-minute mark of the first half. Dobson to the elbow, pull-up jumper, got it. 15-footer for the left elbow for Zay Dobson.
That's a shot Jamestown's going to have to make when Brady sets those screens with how much they're helping in the paint with Birch's defender.
And Saba from the same spot leaves this one short, and Jack Talley vacuums it up before it goes out of bounds. And the Jimmies have a 10-point lead of the ball. Dobson fakes the handoff. Now rises up. Three ball off the front iron. No. And Mount Marty doing a little bit better job of rebounding here to start the second half.
Yeah, I'm guessing that was a pretty big point of interest for Mount
King
Marty.
Kicks to the corner. Savory knocks down a three. And a timeout for Todd Lorenzen. 47-40. Jamestown leads by seven after the Savory three. 16-26 to play here at half two.
Before you can start building business, you have to build a business. You know, a building, a storefront, a facility, new or addition. Problem is, you're too busy taking care of business. You don't have time to meet with a planner, a contractor, and all the suppliers. But if you wait any longer, you're going to start losing business. Well, have you heard about Hillerud Construction? They're in the business of building business. Literally, quality commercial construction. Saves you time, stress, and money so that you can get on with your business. Visit HillerudConstruction.com or call 253-8310 to get the ball rolling.
This is University of Jamestown forward Mason Walters, and you're listening to Jimmy Basketball.
Jimmy's up by 7. 16-15 to play here in the second half.
Really small lineup for Mount Marty right now.
Yeah, they have, I think Colby Johnson's the tallest guy out there. Right now, here's a three. Alfred from the wing. Splash. That is his second. And I think just as... Oh, and here's an and one from Warren. Racing back the other way. I didn't have time to write the three down for Alfred on my score sheet. And Warren had an and one on the other side.
He's incredibly quick.
That's the third on Alfred. I think that's Alfred's first attempt since he made that first one of the first half.
They've had Warren guarding him majority of the game, and Warren's, like we just saw, he's extremely quick. He gets through any screens that they're setting for him, so he's doing a nice job of getting underneath Alfred and making those threes very difficult for him to find.
The free throw from Warren rattles in, so he converts the three-point play. He had been 0-for-2 from the foul line. The lead trimmed to 7, 50-43. Talley picks up his dribble. It fires it up the sideline for Mason Walters. Just checked in for Alfred after he left with his third foul. 15:45 to play. Talley picks up his dribble, finds Frazier on the left side. And a lot of pushing and shoving in there by Jordan Johnson. And now they'll give it to Walters on the low left side. Walters starts to back in, picks up his dribble, fires it out right. Three ball from Talley. Yes! Jack Talley from the right wing. And the lead back to 10, 53-43. Jimmy's right now 8 of 13 from three. Johnson puts it on the deck, trying to go around Walters. Step back, 15-footer from the angle, swirls out.
I think those are shots Danny Neville's going to live with. Tough twos, contested twos. Keep him off that three-point line. Don't let him get to the rim.
Especially you're talking about a team that shot, like, what, 400 threes this year or something already?
Yeah. Their best three-point shooter, I don't even know if he's a attempted.
Walters one. From the top of the key, cans the triple. And the lead is 13. Jamestown 9 of 14 from 3. Under 15 to go. King in the middle. Kicks it out. Left wing. Warren a 3. He answers the bell. Second 3 for Ryan Warren. So Jimmy's 56. The Lancers 46. 14 and a half minutes to go here in the second. They go to Birch low on the right. Birch backing in, skips across to Frazier. Now finds Dobson, open three from the left wing. It's going to be short, and that ball is going to hit out of bounds and back to Mount Marty.
Jamestown's running some nice actions right now on the backside. They're throwing it in. That pass that Mason made to Talley, that was designed. They're setting some back screens, some flares for shooters on the backside after they throw it into the post.
Mount Marty has 308 three-point attempts on the season to this point. Here comes Chris King right down Main Street and lays it in. King's got 8. The lead cut to 8. 56-48, and Jack Talley gets bumped at the top of the key and a foul called against King. That'll be his second. Talley will inbound on the sideline left. Jimmy's up by 8. Clock just 5 seconds over 14 minutes. Frazier hands it off on the right side to Dobson. 17 to shoot. Walters calling for the ball up top. They'll swing it now to Frazier on the left. Walters moves into the post. Dobson up top. Dobson, a couple dribbles to his right. Back to Frazier. Frazier left of the circle. Three short. Jack Talley, the offensive rebound. He'll bring it back out to the wing. Finds Dobson. Left of the circle. Yes! Another one from Dobson, his second. He's got 10. The lead runs back to 11. Johnson, guarded by Walters. Lost the ball. Runs it down. Now Warren gonna wait. Now he shoots, and his three is good. Ryan Warren cans another three for Mount Marty. Here comes Dobson again, trying to answer. Left it short. Walters the offensive rebound. Out top for Talley. Talley with 15 to shoot. Goes to Dobson. Mason calling for it. He's got Warren on him right now. Birch with it up top. Back over the right side. Talley a three off the back rim. And a rebound pulled in by Colby Johnson. Danny Neville wants a foul. Up ahead for Jordan Johnson. He traveled. No whistle. He lays it in. 59-53. Jimmy's up by six. Dobson to Frazier. Back to Dobson on the left side. Now to Talley. That ball knocked out of bounds by Chris King. Trey Alford coming back in for the Jimmies. They'll go a little smaller here. Walters will play the five.
Jamestown's got a clear size advantage right now, but Mount Marty's doing a really nice job of collapsing the paint.
They got their hands all over Walters in the paint. Walters gets the ball right side of the lane, goes back door, finds Frazier, shot fake, and he finishes. Frazier with 11.
Maybe a really underrated aspect of Walters' game.
And Mason Walters slams it off the glass. And Warren lays it a heap under the basket. Here's a handoff to Jack Talley to the baseline. A flush attempt, missed it. Walters missed it, gets it back. He missed, and now Talley finishes. And Warren is down underneath the basket still for Mount Marty. When he came down right away, I honestly thought it was, I thought he was just angry about the block and was laying down. I didn't think it was a...
No, I didn't think there was any egregious contact there. It was just Mason went straight up to go block that shot with him.
Oh, and he slammed that thing right off the glass.
Mm-hmm. Underrated part of Mason's game is how well he can pass out of the post. He's got, I have no idea how many assists he has tonight, but he finds his teammates. He's very unselfish, even when he has a pretty big size advantage down in the post. But like you said, they're getting pretty handsy down there, keeping him out of the paint.
If Jack Talley would have flushed that, I think this new arena would have
erupted.
Exploded.
Yeah.
63-53, Jamestown up by 10. They kick it out. Savory traveled, no whistle. They kick it to the wing. Three ball is missed by Billings. Jimmy's up by 10, 11, 45 to play in the half. Talley, left side of the angle, starts to back his way into the post, spins baseline, took a lot of contact and scores anyway. Now the only reason I think that's a foul is the guy sliding underneath him as he's shooting. That I don't quite understand. Up top, Billings going to try a three for Mount Marty, and he hits. And we are playing at a frantic pace here at Newman Arena with 11:21 left to go. Jimmy's up 65-56. Talley took it across the half line and stopped, and he fires it across underneath, and there's Mason Walters with two more.
Incredibly valuable to have a 6'5 guard that can see over the top of the press and see through those traps and hit people down the floor.
67-56, Jimmy's up 11. 11:07 left to play. We've got a full timeout here at Newman Arena.
The area's most authentic steakhouse experience can be found at the Frontier Fort. Stop in during the day to visit their gift shop and free wildlife museum and see the live buffalo. Upstairs, the grill opens at 4, where you can play one of their 5 electronic gaming machines. Friday and Saturday night, it's prime rib, baby. And any night, Monday through Saturday, you can get a steak and shrimp dinner for just $13.95. We found the beef and the pork and the bison and elk. It's at the Frontier Fort on the road to the buffalo in Jamestown.
Why choose Professional Eye Care Centers? Three great reasons are Dr. Frank, Dr. Fralick, and Dr. Atwood. Three of the most educated professional optometrists you'll ever meet. Next is their great selection. Have they got frames? Over 1,000 pair for you to try. So many on hand that you'll want a pair for every outfit. And yes, all of their frames and lenses are backed up by warranty. Visit proeyecarecenters.com and make an appointment today in Valley City, Jamestown, or Carrington. Professional Eye Care Centers. Clearly the best.
This is University of Jamestown guard Terrell Alfred, and you're listening to Jimmy Basketball.
'67-56, Jimmy's up 11, just over 11 minutes to play. Steve Linsmeyer along with state championship winning basketball coach Jacoby Lloyd. Chris King will take it up the floor for Mount Marty. Over the left side, it goes to Jordan Johnson. He rises up three over Alfred, hits the front rim, no, and a rebound for Jack Talley. So Jimmy's have it back up 11. They're still 44-20, leading Mount Marty on the boards. Thompson with it on the left side. They go to Talley in the short corner. Guarded by Jordan Johnson. Starts to back him in. Spins baseline, right-handed floater, no, but he's fouled. And it'll be a couple of free throws now for Jack Talley.
I really like this lineup for Jamestown. They're able to defend at, obviously, at the defensive end, but then they turn around and have advantages all over the court offensively, and they still have shooters in the game, so you have to respect them.
First free throw is good from Talley. Talley with 16. Walters and Talley both with 16. Talley breaks the tie. He's now got 17. The Jimmy's up 13 at 69-56. Chris King brings it up for Mount Marty. Stopped on the right wing by Dobson. Throws it across to Billings, and we got a foul off the ball. Going to be number four on Alfred. So Terrell picks up his fourth. And Mount Marty will inbound baseline left. So Alfred goes out. Mark Schultz comes in for the Jimmies. Left side, Johnson dribbling baseline. Walters cuts him off, and it's tipped out of bounds by Frazier. You know, Mason's done a pretty good job tonight defensively against the quickness that Mount Marty has shown.
Yeah, he's using his length to his advantage, and he's a deceivingly good athlete, too.
Johnson to the foul line, kicks it out. Corner three from Billings is short, and what a rebound by Jack Talley. He knocked that thing down and scooped it up. He could feel Billings coming and was able to get that ball. And Jamestown's 45th rebound of the night as we've hit the midpoint of the second half. Chose gets it to Frazier on the left wing. Back up top, Chose swings it to Dobson. Dobson looking in for Walters. Dribbles down to the baseline. Feeds it back in the middle for Walters, but we're going to have a push-off against Dobson, and that's going to send the ball back to Mount Marty. The third now on Dobson.
Yeah, he's going to have to be smart. He's guarding Mount Marty's best player at the opposite end, too.
Chris King will walk it up, tug it out of his jersey. That's the play call. He wants a screen from Savory. Now lost the ball, fumbles it down the lane, kicks it out. Savory, a three, is good.
Is that his third three of the game?
That is his third. You are correct, sir. 69-59. Talley, drive, kick to the corner. Frazier open in front of the bench. A three is short. Jack Talley tries to tip it back, and he's fouled by Billings. So it'll be a couple more free throws for the junior from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Right in Yankton's backyard, but decided to come to Jamestown instead. Free throw is good from Talley. I know that Dakota Wesleyan was on the list for Jack Talley before choosing Jamestown. And he hits both free throws.
Glad he came here. He's fun to watch.
He certainly
very
is.
Very competitive.
71-59. Jimmy's up by 12. 9:20 to go here in half two. Chris King to the foul line. Walters nearly knocked it free. Dobson beat him to the spot. Now it's King weaving around. Kicks it back. Savory a three from the left corner. No good. And Mark Chose has the miss for Jamestown. Here's Dobson with it now. It's highlighter shoes on hot pink shoes there. Dobson against Jordan Johnson.
Well, finally, we can talk about the fashion.
Here's Jose, a three. It rattles out.
Bolo ties.
Yeah, we've got all sorts of crazy stuff
awesome
tonight. Here comes Johnson through the lane. Ooh. And an offensive foul. Mark Jose took the charge. And that's going to go to Jamestown.
Mount Marty's not going to like that one, but it was the correct call. He did a nice job of anticipating, getting to the spot, getting his feet set. You know, as a coach, you always wonder why don't they just pull up and shoot the six-footer rather than driving in to try to get the layup.
71-59, Jimmy's up by 12. That's the third personal foul on Jordan Johnson, who now is playing some hounding defense on the other side. Frazier, shot fake from the wing. Back up it comes to Talley. Now Dobson. Walters is calling for it. Frazier rises up. Three ball from the top. Missed the front rim. And a rebound for Billings. Here comes Mount Marty. Billings left sideline. Flips to King. King directing traffic. Guarded by Frazier. Trying to go baseline. Cut off by Walters. Feeds back in the middle for Savory. Out to Johnson now. He'll dribble into the lane. Feeds it across the baseline. King shot fake. Steps in. 15-footer. Good. Chris King with 10 for Mount Marty.
Nothing's come easy for him, but I'm impressed with his game.
No, King averages 21.5 points per contest. He's got just 10 so far. Tally over to Frazier on the wing. Now it's Dobson in the deep left corner. Dobson will walk it back out to the wing. 10 on the shot clock. Dobson over to Frazier. They're not guarding him. Frazier dribbles into the lane, pulls back. 8-footer from the middle, no. Rebound tipped out of the hands of Mason Walters. Oh, and I don't know what Savory just said to Walters, but he turned around and yelled something at Mason. That ball tipped out of bounds by Dobson. It's going to stay here with Mount Marty. Well, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, they're having a conversation right now, too.
I've covered Mason Walters since he was a freshman or sophomore in high school, and you're not going to rattle that cage.
No, I think I purposely tried to at practice, and he's just... same Mason every single day. You can't say much to him.
King will
get in his head.
No, Jordan Johnson will inbound to King in the corner. Or that was Colby Johnson. He misses a three. And Dobson the rebound. Jimmy's up 10 with the ball. Dobson hit from behind. And that ball taken away by Jordan Johnson. Here's King into the front court. And he beats Jack Talley for a layup.
Did a really nice job of protecting the ball with the basket.
71-63.
Jimmy's need a little bit better communication. Couldn't tell if they were yelling to Dobson, warning him about the guy chasing him down.
Dobson goes into Walters low on the right. Walters spins into the lane. Kick out back to Dobson. Shot fake. Defender goes by. Three ball short. And a rebound by Talley. Tries to save it, but it's out of bounds. And he dives into the scores table across the way. Crashing into Catherine Lem and Michael Hoost doing the book and the scoreboard.
Looks like everybody's safe.
Except for the possession arrow, maybe we'll shake it up. 71-63.
I think people are getting a little frustrated because Mason's got some size advantage in the post, but it's really hard to get him the ball with the way Mount Marty's really helping in there and sagging off, and they're flying around defensively and getting ball pressure. It's hard to pass the ball in the post when you get ball pressure on guards.
71-63, Jimmy's up by 8. Well, and I mean, let's be honest, Mount Marty's getting away with a little bit of pushing and shoving inside.
It's always interesting from a standpoint of a coach. You're wondering why are they allowed to do that, but then you get a touch foul out on the perimeter.
71-63, Mount Marty down 8 with the ball. Jordan Johnson with it on the right wing, guarded by Mason Walters. Jab step right, goes left to the left side of the basket and keeps that one away from Mason and scores. Tough, tough shot from Jordan Johnson there.
Very tough finish. Used deception with that jab to get Mason off balance and got to the opposite side of the rim.
It is cut now to 6, 71-65. Walters top of the key. Swing it now to Chose on the left side. Back to Walters up top. He's going to try the three. He's going to hit the three. Straight on and straight in for Mason Walters. Going to have to come out and start guarding him.
Yeah, I don't think you want to just let him sit out there. I've seen him knock him down too many times.
Especially from straight on. That's kind of his little honey hole there. 74-65. Shot fake from the left side. Now Johnson hits a three, and Todd Lorenzen is going to take a timeout. Jordan Johnson hits his second. 74-68. The lead for the Jimmies is 6. We go under 6 minutes to play here in the second half. We'll take a timeout. Back to Newman Arena in 1 minute.
Paying your energy bill the old-fashioned way takes a lot of steps, including all those steps to the mailbox. ePay from Otter Tail Power Company is an easier way to manage your account anytime, anywhere.
even from your mobile phone. It's free. It's easy. Take the first step. Enroll at otpco.com/epay. Ottertail Power Company. On for you.
What would life be like without telephones, internet, and digital cable? Let's not even go there. Dakota Central is proud to be the local company that provides you with these high-tech communication options. Whether it's the crystal-clear telephone connection, the digital cable that produces over 150 channels, HD and DVR, or reliable high-speed internet, Dakota Central provides it all, serving Jamestown and Carrington and beyond. Call 952-1000, 652-3184, or see them on the web at dakotacentral.com.
This is the University of Jamestown guard, Mark Chose, and you're listening to Jimmy Basketball.
Jimmy's up by six. 5:52 remaining here at Newman Arena. Steve Linsmeyer, Jacoby Lloyd with you. And Dobson slipped in the backcourt, but keeps his dribble. Danny Neville, I think, wanted a foul there. Handoff goes to Talley. Now high post for Birch. Birch goes to Walters on the left side of the wing. Talley coming off the screen. Rises up. Three ball. Yes. Jack Talley with a triple from the right side. He's got 22, and the Jimmies go back up nine. 77-68. Colby Johnson trying to answer. His three is short, but a foul on Chose. And it's going to lead to three foul shots from Colby Johnson. And Danny Neville takes a long walk down to the other end of the bench. Not happy with Chose there. But it'll be three free throws for Colby Johnson. And you can tell coming out of the timeout that that was the play they drew up to get Jack Talley that shot.
Flex screen off of down, coming off of a down screen, and he just fired it. Those shots are always fun to watch when they get their feet set. It was pretty pure.
Colby Johnson hits the first foul shot in off the front iron. Second one coming is also good.
I think one thing we talked about is pulling Mason away from the basket a little bit, and now we're seeing it. He's knocked down two threes this half, extending into that high post area.
And Johnson hits all three. So Johnson with 5 points so far. 77-71. Jimmy's up by six. Dobson gets into the middle for Walters. Has to make a leaping catch. Finds Alfred right wing. Bang! A three from Terrell.
Is he three for three?
I think he is.
His only opportunities.
80-71. Jimmy's up nine. Here goes Johnson down to the left block. Slipped. Kicks it out to the side. Three is airballed from Billings, but Savory the rebound. Kicks back to Billings. He'll try it again. This one also no good. And Birch clears the miss for Jamestown. Up 80-71.
Early mismatch down low for Mason.
Yeah, but they haven't been able to get him the ball,
no,
unfortunately.
They haven't.
Dobson with it on the left side. Goes around a Birch screen into the lane. Down Main Street, gets knocked down. No whistle. Kicks it out to the corner for Walters. Now back to Terrell. Terrell rises up. Three ball. Yes! Terrell bangs home another. And it's 83-71. 4 for 5 on the night is Terrell Alfred.
Brady Birch coming up and setting a ball screen with his defender helping in the lane. Terrell has the option to go wherever he wants to pull that shot. That was a tough shot, but seen him make it.
83-71, Jimmy's up 12. Timeout on the floor. We're back to Newman Arena in 30 seconds. You're listening to Jimmy Basketball on ESPN Jamestown and Lancer Basketball on KYNT.
The dental specialists of Jamestown understand the dedication and hard work you place in each other as a team. Through dedication, time, and teamwork, all things are made possible. At Dental Specialists of Jamestown, Dr. Alley and the knowledgeable staff work together as your orthodontic team. The dental specialist team works together to make your smile shine brighter, stronger, and help align your teeth to give you that smile that you deserve. Let the dental specialist of Jamestown be your orthodontic team. Call 252-1212 or go online at jamestownbraces.com.
This is University of Jamestown forward Brock Schramm, and you're listening to Jimmy Basketball.
Jamestown up by 12. Steve Linsmeyer alongside Jamestown High boys basketball coach Jacoby Lloyd. It's 4:25 remaining here in the second. And the Jimmies have a 12-point lead on Mount Marty. Right sideline is Chris King. Gets a screen from Savory. Birch hedges the screen. They go to Savory on the flare. Didn't take the three. He's hit a couple of them. Now Colby Johnson in the corner. Spinning it on Alfred. He's got to be careful. He's got four fouls. Back out to Billings. Over the left side. Johnson with it now. Jordan Johnson, step back three from the angle. They're going to wave it off a travel.
Going with a little James Harden step back there.
Unfortunately, you can't get away with that in NAI college basketball.
Well, you shouldn't be able to get away with it in the NBA either.
Well, they have a whole other set of rules there.
Yes, they do.
That's a totally different game. 4 minutes to go. Jimmy's 83, Lancer's 71. Thompson angles it up the floor to the near sideline. Walks it back towards the middle. Walters pops up top. They'll throw it left side for Talley. Talley down to Birch straight away. Talley looking for Terrell off the flare. Same spot. That one's just short. Birch the rebound. Spins his way in. Had it blocked. Gets it to Talley. And Talley misfires from 7 feet away. And the rebound for the Lancers. Left sideline. It's King. King, couple hesitations. Drives in. Right-handed scoop shot. And Birch blocked it. And then throws it off of King as he's laying down. My goodness. Brady Birch is just smarter than you.
Brady Birch making Brady Birch plays.
Like I said, years from now, I'm going to be sitting here saying that dude just made a Brady Birch play. Now King picks the pocket of Dobson and races the other way for a layup.
Oh, no.
And now they turn it over again. King open three from the top is long. And Talley the rebound. And I didn't see who threw that pass, but
Dobson overthrew Walters.
3 minutes to go, 83-73. Jimmy's up by 10. Left side of the wing for Dobson. Dobson out top, dribbles over right side, hands it off to Talley. Talley with nine to shoot. Guarded by King. Talley rises up, three from the top. He hits again. A three from Jack Talley. And now a technical foul issued to Jack Talley.
Oh,
and now a technical foul against Chris King. And ooh. Chris King has just been tossed. Holy cow, we've got some stuff going on here, folks. The bench is almost cleared. And Chris King has been ejected. He got into Danny Neville's face. And Chris King has been tossed out of this game, and he still wants more. And then he got pulled back, then ran back to the Jimmy bench. And I don't know why Chris King is still on the floor right now.
Not familiar with the protocol here. I haven't been live at a game like this before.
Wow. So Chris King has been ejected. Jimmy football coach Brian Mistro will escort him to the visitors' locker room. And his night will be over with 2:43 remaining. So Talley hits a three. Let's go back here. Talley hits a three essentially in the right in the face of Chris King,
yep,
who was all over him. He starts chirping, he gets teed up, and then Chris King gets in Danny Neville's face and starts yelling and pointing in the chest of Danny Neville.
And then he gets tapped and then goes back
and
at
then
him,
goes
and then
back
he gets the
again,
second one.
And then is ejected by Chad Bjornson.
And Mount Marty's coaches were rushing over there to go grab players away from him. There could have been a whole lot more fireworks there.
So we've got a whole bunch of free throws coming. It's just a matter of who's going to shoot them.
Well, how many of them cancel out?
Because
it's not a double technical. So
no,
does Mount Marty get two and then Jamestown get four?
I think it was three separate technicals, right?
Yeah.
So Mount Marty's going to shoot two. The Jimmies will shoot four, I would think. But they're still talking this over, trying to sort it all out. But what a turn of events here at Newman Arena.
I didn't bring my basketball rules handbook.
Chris
figure
King,
this one out. I don't know if they have that one written down in there.
I don't know. They're still trying to figure this out. And I think a couple of the Mount Marty bench players were also kicked out of this game. And now Danny Neville and Todd Lornson are chirping at each other from across the benches. And Perry Olson steps in and warns them. And I think a couple Mount Marty.
Well, there are about three of them that went back with Chris King. And Chris King's waiting out there right now.
And Chris King is still outside the locker room. Jimmy Head football coach Brian Mistro is the man standing between Chris King and the floor right now. And, you know, most football coaches are kind of big guys. Brian Mistro is not one of those. Chris King's not a very big guy either.
No.
But he looks like he is. I mean, he's not trying to come back on the floor.
No.
But he did come out twice after getting tapped.
Yep.
And that first one led to his ejection. And the second one may lead to some sort of a suspension. I don't know what the rule is.
No idea.
I would have to think coming back onto the floor after you've already been ejected.
We've got an expert sitting next to us.
We should pull in Jeff Risk, a.k.a. Mike Pereira here.
Yeah.
And try to get the scenario here. But we still don't have any answer to this. 2:43 left. Jimmy's 86. Lancer's 73. And now they're going to finally talk to the two head coaches and tell them what's going on here. And I guess we'll figure out along with the... I should try to flag Reed over here and have him tell us what's going on. Because, you know, in the NCAA games, they come right over and tell the broadcasters.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Tom Hager's on the case.
Yeah, we're going to just probably figure it out with everybody else here. But, yeah, what a scene here at Newman Arena. Reed, come talk to me. Our officials tonight, Reed Floggin, Perry Olson, and Chad Bjornson. And I've not seen Reed ref a lot, but Chad and Perry are among the best refs we have in North Dakota.
Yeah, I've had him officiate many of my games, primarily in Bismarck with Reed and Chad, and they do a great job. And Perry is one of the best officials in the entire state from Minot.
So we have a technical on Jack Talley and then two technicals on Chris King. And a game disqualification on King.
Coach Neville's still trying to get something figured out. And Chad and Perry are still talking to Marty's head coach, too.
So right now, it's 2:43 remaining. It's 86-73. Jamestown up 13 on Mount Marty. And Newman Arena has started to come to life as this delay has progressed. But what a scene. I mean, we almost had some bench clearing going on.
Well, it was at a timeout, so all the bench players were coming out onto the floor anyways. It looked like it could have gotten really bad.
Now, I don't know if any of the other Mount Marty players had been ejected.
They looked like they were just escorting their teammate to the locker room, but who knows?
So there are a couple of the bench players are no longer out there for Mount Marty. Chris King is still standing just outside the locker room. We can see him from where we're sitting right now. 86-73, your score. Jamestown leads by 13. And a wild, wild scene here at Newman Arena.
So Mount Marty's going to shoot their technicals first. And then Jamestown's going to get four in a row, maybe?
I would think that's how it's going to roll.
That's what it looks like.
So we're going to get some free throws here from Colby Johnson. First one is short.
Oh, that was a long delay.
Yeah.
Staying locked in after something like that's got to be kind of difficult. Knock down that first one. I don't know.
And he hits the second, so Johnson splits the pair at the line. And now Jack Talley's going to shoot, I believe, four of them for Jamestown. First one is good. Second one is just short. And so, no, I guess not four. He's only going to get two. I don't quite understand why he only got two. But I guess we'll have to figure that out after the game. So it'll be Jamestown basketball, 87-74. Two minutes, 43 seconds remaining. And it is going to be Jimmy basketball underneath their own hoop. Terrell Alfred will throw it in. 87-74, inbound goes to Jack Talley, low on the right. Talley fakes the pass out, works into the baseline. Floater up, missed it long. Rebound picked up by Billings. Here comes Johnson up the sideline, now to the middle. Cuts the right, lays it up and in off the window. And Colby Johnson scores his second field goal, 87-76. 2:25 left. Dobson up the right sideline. He's bumped and fouled by Billings. And it's going to send, or is it the 16 foul against the Lancers? Looks like it's
I think it's the six.
Jack Talley will inbound on the front court sideline right. He'll toss it in to Alfred. Alfred goes around to Birch, screen at the top. Walters now to Dobson on the left. Jimmy's up 11 with 2:14 to go. Dobson down the lane, takes on Savory, missed the shot, rebound tipped around. Billings has it for Mount Marty. Now it's Colby Johnson with it to the top of the key. Rises up, three ball is good for Colby Johnson, and he's got five straight for the Lancers, who've now cut it to eight with 1:57 remaining.
With their tempo, the no lead safe, and you've already said that once before, but it's true.
Talley gets it out to Dobson.
Shorten this game a little bit right
Dobson
now.
Dobson around a Birch screen, dribbles to the angle, gets it up top. Walters a shot fake. Back to Dobson on the wing, eight to shoot. Talley from the angle, step back three. Jack's been feeling it, hits again. A heat check and he's still hot. Jack Talley with 29. And that might be the dagger. The Jimmies go up 11. Right corner, Billings thought about the step back. Goes to Johnson. Johnson drives the main middle. Puts it up. Missed the 15-footer. Rebound Birch. 1:15 to play. Billings spins away from, or Dobson spins away from Billings, and now a foul. That's going to be against Ryan Warren. And wow, we have a shocker tonight. Doan defeated Concordia 64-59. That is a tough loss for the Bulldogs, who were rising in the rankings. Free throw from Dobson is good, 91-79, as he hits the front end of a 1-1. Second free throw coming for Dobson, and it's good. So Dobson hits both, 92-79. Jimmy's up 13. Alfred comes out. 1:11 to play. Morningside has defeated Midland 102-77. Kick out to the corner. Savory a three. Air ball caught on the other side by Talley. With it in the middle of the floor is Dobson. Dobson will take it across the timeline. Stop there. Tries to get it to Frazier. Threw it behind him. That ball's going to go out of bounds into the scorers table. Just to our left. 52 seconds remaining. 92-79. Jimmy's up 13.
Jack Talley's so competitive, just chasing that thing down from the opposite end.
Warren drive, kick, Savory, left corner three is good. So Savory hits the three, it's 92-82. 46.1 seconds remaining. And a timeout for Todd Lawrence. It'll be a full timeout. We'll take a 1 minute break. You're listening to Jimmy Basketball on ESPN Jamestown and Lancer Basketball on KYNC.
The harder kids play, the harder they fall. On the field, the court, or the playground, injuries and broken bones happen. Essentia Health's orthopedics and sports medicine team offers easy access to experts who provide compassionate care to get your kids back in the game as safely and quickly as possible. Essentia Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, caring for you like nowhere else. For more information, visit EssentiaHealth.org.
This is University of Jamestown guard Jack Frazier, and you're listening to Jimmy Basketball.
seconds to go. Jimmy's 92, Mount Marty 82. Inbound goes to Jack Talley. Talley gets into the middle for Walters. Walters dribbles it up the middle of the floor. Has it knocked away by Colby Johnson and a foul called. And it'll be some free throws now for the freshman Mason Walters. So it'll be couple of free throws, or one and one for Walters. He'll shoot the bonus. 40.8 seconds remaining in the game. Free throw from Walters is no good. Rebound for Johnson. Right side, Warren. Going to rise up, try a three over Walters. Left it short. Brady Birch the rebound, and he's going to be fouled by Colby Johnson. So 92-82. Jimmys have out-rebounded Mount Marty tonight, 55-28.
That's a staggering. That's hard to even comprehend. They've done an awesome job of getting two, three guys to the basketball at all times.
So Birch will shoot a one-and-one. It's the 19th foul against Mount Marty, the second on Colby Johnson. And Birch's foul shot is good. Birch with 7 points tonight, but has pulled down 14 rebounds. Second free throw from Birch is good. He makes the second. 8 points for Birch, 94-82. Jordan Johnson with it left side. Cross over to the middle. Down the lane. Left-handed runner. Nope, missed it. Brady Birch with his 15th rebound. And it looks like Mount Marty will relent. And Jamestown's going to get a big win. It starts a crucial three-game stretch for the Jimmies, and they knock off 18th-ranked Mount Marty. Your final score tonight from Newman Arena is going to read Jamestown 94, Mount Marty 82. It's a 12-point win for Danny Neville's crew at home, and a crucial one at that. We'll take a timeout. We'll chat with Danny Neville after this. You're listening to Jimmy Basketball.
The biggest adventures start with the biggest dreams, and you can make them come true with the 2019 Honda Pioneer 1000. It's a Sports A999cc engine, a 6-speed automatic dual-clutch transmission, and an impressive 2,000-pound towing capacity, which means you can do it all, hunting, fishing, trail riding, and more. Just head to Gun and Reel Sports on 1st Street West Jamestown and check out the Honda Pioneer 1000 today. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet and eye protection. Always wear your seatbelt and keep the side nets and doors closed. Pioneers are for drivers 16 years and older.
Before the game, after the game, before or after practice even, to celebrate your wins or boost your spirits from a loss, Rock Tap House has a menu item for you for every occasion. With a great menu, weekly specials, and a variety of beverages to choose from, everyone on the team and with the team will be happy you chose Rock Tap House. Bring the team and bring your whole family to Rock Tap House in Jamestown. Looking for extra spending money during the offseason? Apply at Rock Tap House today. We're always looking for bright, smiling faces to add to our team.
RM Stout is your premier Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealership, and now into our fourth generation of family operation. We are incredibly proud of our area athletes and know how vital your family travel needs are to get you safely from home to the game and back again. New and used sales, service, parts, accessories, and body shop, plus our quick lane for oil changes, light-duty service, and tires. Visit us at stoutcars.com, call 252-2270, or stop in at the junction of I-94 and 281 South in Jamestown. Everything you need for the season, Stout's has it.
This is University of Jamestown guard Isaiah Dobson, and you're listening to Jimmy Basketball.
Back here at Newman Arena, Steve Linsmeyer, Jacoby Lloyd with you. Danny Neville headed to the locker room. We'll see if we can chat with him in a few minutes, but we almost had another blow here right after the final buzzer. The teams did not shake hands, and as the Jimmies were headed to the locker room, they were waving goodbye to Mount Marty. Colby Johnson came storming down the line. Todd Lawrenson cut him off before he got there, but just a wild scene tonight here at Newman Arena. And I'll tell you what, if these two teams meet again, there could be a whole lot more on the line if they meet in the GPAC tournament later on this month. we could see tempers flare again in that matchup. But Chris King ejected, and we had just about had another incident right after the final buzzer sounded. But Jamestown wins 94-82 tonight over Mount Marty. Take a look at the final numbers for you in this one. Jamestown was 33 of 73 from the field, 45%. They were 16 of 29 from three, 55%. 12 of 17 from the foul line, 70%. Mount Marty, 31 of 70 from the field, 44%. They were 13 of 35 from the field, or from the three-point line, 37%. 7 of 12 from the foul line, 58%. Jamestown had 16 assists on their 33 field goals. Mount Marty had just 6 assists on their 31 field goals. Turnovers, 5 for Mount Marty, 10 for Jamestown. Rebounding numbers, Jamestown 56 rebounds tonight. Mount Marty had 29. Jamestown had 19 offensive rebounds. We had technicals issued to Jack Talley and Chris King. Oh, there's two of them there for you, Jacoby.
Thank you.
We had 5 ties, 7 lead changes. But what a wild, wild finish tonight here at Newman Arena.
There's always two stats that I look at, and rebounding is one of them. And obviously, Jamestown won the rebounding battle big time. Turnovers is the other one, where they only had 10 turnovers to Mount Marty's 5. But then looking at the three-point, it was a tale of two halves. I mean, first half, Jamestown did a really nice job of getting points around the basket, and then obviously Mount Marty countered. You saw they had a more physical presence down low in the second half and didn't let the ball come in. And Jamestown started knocking down a lot more perimeter shots. They, I think, made 10 threes in the second half because they were 6 for 9 in the first half. Tale of two halves. The shooters came alive in the second half when they needed to.
So Jamestown gets the win. This starts a crucial three-game stretch for the Jimmies as they pick up a big win tonight. They'll go to Hastings on Saturday in a game they need to win. And then on Wednesday, they return home to take on Northwestern and another game that the Jimmies need to win. And they win these three. They're going to put themselves at least back in the conversation for a spot in the top 25, but obviously we'll find out how it all shakes out. But a big one on the road Saturday at Hastings. I'm trying to line up a radio broadcast for that one. It will not be me, but we're trying to get a feed because the guy sitting to my right, his team plays in Dickinson Friday night, so pretty hard to go from Dickinson to Hastings, Nebraska in just one night. But what a wild one tonight.
Yeah, that it had a little bit of everything, obviously. High-scoring game, fast pace. It was fun to watch, fun to be a part of. Kind of lost track of things for a little while there. And then learning some new rules from Jeff Risk a little bit there.
What did he have to say?
He didn't break down those technicals too much, but I'm still wondering why there wasn't two more foul shots. But I have no idea. Somebody will tell me, I'm sure.
So Jamestown gets the victory. Final score tonight, 94-82, a 12-point win for the Jimmies at home. I'm still trying to hold out hope that Danny Neville will come join us. We'll take one more break. Coach, I'll let you go. I appreciate you coming by tonight and doing this. And the spot's open anytime you want it.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun. Fun to come watch them play.
Well, we'll have Jacoby's team playing Friday night at Dickinson. The boys game will start at 8:30 Central Time. We'll have it for you right here on ESPN Jamestown. I'm going to try to track down Danny Neville. Jimmy's win 94-82 back after this to Newman Arena.
Before you can start building business, you have to build a business. You know, a building, a storefront, a facility, new or addition. Problem is, you're too busy taking care of business. You don't have time to meet with a planner, a contractor, and all the suppliers. But if you wait any longer, you're going to start losing business. Well, have you heard about Hillerud Construction? They're in the business of building business. Literally, quality commercial construction saves you time, stress, and money so that you can get on with your business. Visit HillerudConstruction.com or call 253-8310 to get the ball rolling.
This is Warren Abrahamson, news director for i3G Media. Today we're talking with Grant Invey. He's the student chaplain at the University of Jamestown. Grant, tell us why you chose the university.
Jamestown is the perfect size for me. It's not too big where you can get around campus and not too small where you're still meeting new people.
And you can start your journey to success at the University of Jamestown today. Make a plan to tour their beautiful campus by visiting uj.edu.
This is University of Jamestown forward Jack Tiley, and you're listening to Jimmy Basketball.
Joining us on the postgame show is the head coach of the Jimmies, Danny Neville. His team wins a wild one tonight, 94-82. And, Coach, obviously this one got a little heated at the end. Take us through what happened on the floor there.
I have no idea. I guess Jack had a technical, and some things went down, and, you know, they came over to our bench, and, you know, things just happened. But, I mean, that's just second time around in GPAC basketball. That's just going to happen. And, you know, I'm moved past that, and let's just concentrate on next. What's next?
Well, you got the win. Another great night for Jack Tally. 29 points. He seemed to really be feeling it in the second half.
That was about the best basketball I've seen from him. He was unreal, hitting big shots, getting big rebounds, big boying everybody, and just that was an overall. I mean, I don't have the final stats. That was just an overall. I don't know what we out-rebounded him by.
56-29.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's huge. We got 19 offensive rebounds and just killed him on the glass, and Brady with 15 rebounds, Mason with 19 and 12 and 6 assists. I mean, our big guys did a really good job tonight.
They seemed in the second half they were taking Mason away a little bit more. They made sure that he couldn't get a rebound. They made sure that he wasn't going to get the ball. But your perimeter guys stepped up and hit the shots.
Yeah, and, you know, we weathered the storm, and, you know, they got some good basketball players. And, you know, that was a fun, competitive game. And, you know, I wish the ending wouldn't have happened like that. But, you know, that just happens in basketball and sports. And,
well, it's a competitive environment.
Yeah, exactly, and we're ready for Hastings,
and maybe round three with Mount Marty down the road.
Maybe that'd be something.
That'd be fun. Well, Hastings obviously a big game. This is a huge three game stretch for you guys. You start with a win, now you go to Hastings, a team that you obviously lost to the first time around, but you're coming into this one a little healthier than last time.
Yeah, and I, you know, they hurt us with the kitten. And just I think they just bodied us up, and they beat us at our own game. I think they out-rebounded us, and their big guys just played a really good game. And I think having Mason back will really help, you know, guarding that, especially that four position if they go big. But, you know, this is our redemption tour, and, you know, we're ready to beat Hastings now.
Coach, good luck on Saturday.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks. By the way, Coach, before I let you go, don't upset Concordia tonight, 62-59.
Wow, that's
so
crazy. Man.
That is a big win for Doan.
Northwestern beat Dort.
Of course they did.
And Briarcliff beat Dakota Wesleyan.
Yeah.
So it's wide open.
Just wide open.
Yep.
Thanks, Coach.
All right.
That is Danny Neville, head coach of the Jimmies. His team 94-82 winners tonight over Mount Marty here at Newman Arena. Well, that's going to do it for us tonight. Thanks for hanging out with us here on ESPN Jamestown. And I would imagine KYNT went back to the studio. But if you're still with us, thanks for hanging out tonight. Jamestown gets a sweep over Mount Marty. The Jimmy women win the first game tonight by a final score of 64-48. The men win a wild one, 94-82. Saturday's broadcast is up in the air, but our next broadcast for sure is Friday night with the Jamestown High Blue Jays traveling to Dickinson to take on the Midgets. 6:45 for the girls' game. The boys at 8:30. We'll have both of them for you right here on ESPN Jamestown. Steve Linsmeyer saying so long from Newman Arena. The Jimmy sweep Mount Marty. You've been listening to Jimmy Basketball.